1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, Poland's interior minister says the country shot down all Russian drones that violated its airspace overnight in what officials there call an act of aggression. The BBC's Adam Easton from Warsaw.
This is a significant ramping up of tension between NATO countries, Poland and Russia.
President Trump's weighed in on yesterday's Israeli attack on Hamas political headquarters in Qatar.
Very unhappy about it. Very unhappy about every aspect, and we got to get the hostages back. But I was very unhappy about the way that went down.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments in November on the Trump administration's right to apply tariffs. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This is yet another case originating out of President Trump's executive orders. At least this case will receive a full briefing and oral argument, premised again on the reach of Trump's executive authority.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A herd of about 40 goats is hard at work on Barker Stewart Island. These restoration goats are part of a unique effort to combat invasive plant species without spraying chemicals or bringing heavy machinery into the park. The goats are brought in by liberation farmers from Almond, Wisconsin. They're tasked with clearing out a wide range of non-native species, like buckthorn, honeysuckle, tansy, and wild parsnip. This is the fifth year goats have been brought in to manage invasive species in the park. City Forester John Cahan says the goats will browse, not graze, meaning they eat leaves and branches above ground level. He says it's a surprisingly effective method of invasive plant control.
The goal of having them out there is to actually reduce or remove our invasives out there and hopefully let some of our native wildflowers come back to the island.
The browsing happens in two phases, once just after the 4th of July and again later in the year. This type of double browsing has proven much more effective long-term than a once-over. Cahan says this method forces the invasive plants to use up their energy replacing leaves after each browsing period, making them easier to kill off later on. The goats are rotated through fenced sections of the island to ensure even coverage.
We keep them out in those specific pens so they stay longer and eat further and further to the ground. So the first couple years, we did it in three different paddocks out there to concentrate. These last 2 years, because we're actually reducing the amount of our invasives, we're actually doing the island kind of split in half in that north section, half and half.
Visitors are welcome to watch the goats at work, but should leave dogs at home and be wary of the electric fences set up to contain the goats. While there have been events where residents could meet the goats and talk with the farmers, Cahan says none are planned for this year because the farmers and their goats are hard at work. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Brewers wrap it up in Texas.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 3 of the Brewers-Rangers series today in Arlington. Milwaukee losing again last night, this time 5-4. The Rangers rookie Michael Helman, the star again, with a leaping catch over the outfield fence to deny Bryce Terang a home run. And then he went out and hit his own two-run homer in his next at-bat. The Brewers have reactivated Reese Hoskins after missing 57 games with an injured thumb. NFL, the Packers signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth $13 million. Watson suffering a torn ACL early January against the Bears, expected back later this season. The Packers play the Commanders tomorrow night at Lambeau Field, kickoff 7:15. Offensive tackle Zach Tom and guard Aaron Banks, both questionable for the game. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers played Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday, kickoff 11 a.m. It looks like Danny O'Neill will again start at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an outside chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. On your Thursday, increasing sunshine with highs again in the mid-70s. It's 58 at our studios.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Louisiana versus Calais, C-A-L-L-A-I-S, could deal a death blow to the impact, the power, the capacity of the Supreme Court to decide Voting Rights Act cases. This is one of those times when the Supreme Court needs to hear from the public about the appropriate resolution of this major case that could compromise the Voting Rights Act going forward beyond Louisiana.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former ambassador and former White House ethics czar, Norm Eisen. We discuss why the Epstein files matter more broadly for government accountability.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Wednesday morning, September 10th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or through the app, or on social media, or by podcast. We appreciate you starting your day right here. I got a question for you. Do you make a casserole with tater tots? I mean, I've made casseroles before, but I finally crossed a threshold in the use of tater tots. And it has more to do with my love of my cast iron skillets than anything else. But we'll get into food talk coming up in just a bit. But I feel like I've either crossed some kind of a boundary in my kitchen or with my age, that I'm now using tater tots in my casserole. All right, and much more important news coming up later in the show. We're going to talk live with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, the most recent candidate to get into the 2026 race for Wisconsin governor. We'll talk about his decision to run and what he wants voters to know about his experience and his positions as the field grows a little bit larger and more candidates yet to be expected to run for the governor's post next year, with Tony Evers not running for a third term. In this hour, well, Derek Van Orden doing Derek Van Orden things. It's already well documented that Derek Van Orden spends a lot of time scrolling and trolling through social media, but even by his standards, it was weird that he put a new comment on a photo from a post from 2 years ago. Even weirder, the photo he commented on shows him on the U.S. Capitol grounds on January 6th, 2021, and the comment he put was, hell yes. Now, Van Orden claims he did not take part in the domestic terrorism that followed on that fateful day, but really, is it that much better to simply be a spectator to a treasonous mob after deciding he would fly there to support a knowingly false claim about the 2020 election? And oh, wait, there's more. Wait till you hear what he had to say yesterday about the Epstein files case. Also, I had one of the biggest billion-dollar surprises in Wisconsin, I think, would be if you were to find out how many taxpayers have no idea how much public tax money is going to the private school voucher scheme. It's more than $700 million this year, and it is getting close to that 10-digit annual payout. And we'll tell you how a group is launching a transparency campaign to build public awareness before this program swallows up more of the state budget and skims even more resources away from our neighborhood schools. We'll have a guest from Clean Wisconsin on how all those massive new data centers are sucking up groundwater wherever they pop up. That might be good for all these servers and their artificial intelligence, but not so good for the neighbors whose wells have run dry. So all of that ahead between now and 9 a.m. And if you can't stick around for all of it, That's why we got a podcast version of this program as well. You skip the commercials and everything else. So head over to Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and become a subscriber and catch everything that we are working on. Let's look at the forecast from meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who will be here less than an hour from now. She says better weather is around the corner, cranking up the humidity and the temperatures for the weekend. So summer will make a return. And I guess you could say tomorrow, roughly, is when summer comes back for a spell. I don't know how long. It looks like, you know, a good week or so of summer-like weather is coming back. For today, however, isolated showers to start the day, then more spots of sun later on. Highs will be in the upper 60s up north to the mid-70s south with a light southeasterly wind. For tonight, mixed skies and mild, Brittany says. Lows tonight around 50 up north, 55 to the south, with a light wind out of the east. Right now, it is 59 degrees here in Chippewa Falls, and just pleasant as all get out. What do you say we check the conditions in Madison? Head down to Madison Studio A2 at Civic Media's Global HQ at the top of State Street, one block off the Capitol Square, where Parker Olson's camouflaged. There's a Civic Media banner behind him. I think that's a Civic Media t-shirt he's wearing. I can't see him with all the Civic Media logos around.
I'm everywhere. You can't find me.
Yeah, I can hear you, though. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty well, Pat. It's nice-ish, I think. It felt nice when I walked out the door, but I was not out the door for very long because I woke up very late today and got up, dressed, and to work in about 25 minutes, half an hour.
Who doesn't love that routine when you wake up and realize, oh no, It's time for the speed round of getting ready. I feel very fortunate, knock on some wood here. I have not had to do that yet for this particular, show, but there have been plenty of times in the past where you just kind of open your eyes, and especially if both spouses forget to set an alarm Eventually one wakes up and you hear the other one going, oh no. And you're shooting out of bed and flying around to get ready. Tony asks on YouTube, is it because you stayed up late listening to Stacey Abrams and Madison last night for Cap Time's Idea Fest?
I should have. That's a better idea than what I did, because I just watched the Brewers lose.
Oh, yeah. No, that wasn't pleasant at all. We'll get to that in just a bit. So what did the alarm go off, or was the alarm just not set?
Oh, the alarm went off. There's four alarms, Pat.
Oh, this is a four-alarm job that you have. This is great.
Yes. There are contingency plans, and those contingencies did not work. And thankfully, I'm too anxious to miss work to miss all work. Right. So,
see, anxiety, you can use it to the good. So, yeah, you got that going.
Got my stamp of approval,
which is nice. Well, let's see. I already connected with some folks here on YouTube. Michael saying tater tot casserole is the best. I made it last night, he says. Tony says, I love tater tot casserole. So there you go. The story on that is there was a block party here. Then we did not know if we were going to go to it or not in our neighborhood. And as you know, we ended up going out of town to visit some friends. But I had all the ingredients just in case. And for this particular gathering, I thought, well, let's make some kind of a casserole. Then I realized when I make something, it's usually like pasta based like some elbow macaroni noodles or whatever. And the whole reason I've never used tater tots is because it sounds like too cliche. Like that's what every Midwesterner does, is they put the tater tots and then they put the green beans in there and all that. I'm just it's, I don't want to do that.
It's very stereotypical.
What I found was basically a cheesy, cheeseburger casserole with tater tots.
Ooh.
So it was ground beef and cream of mushroom soup, and then just the right combination of spices, and then some sharp cheddar cheese. That to me made all the difference. Yeah. And then throw the tater tots on top, throw it all in a big old cast iron skillet, and put that thing in the oven. And oh man, when you think tater tot casserole, what do you think? You think bland, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. I'm not saying this was spicy. I'm just saying it was the recipe I found online.
That sharp cheddar really got you.
The sharp cheddar really does it. No, that and the other spices. Speaking of the skillet, Tony asks, did Pat make shepherd's pie last weekend? No, I did not. I know I said I was going to, and like I said, plans changed, but there will be before too long. Yep. Roger on Facebook writes from Stevens Point, a tater tot casserole isn't a tater tot casserole until it includes the second ingredient, cream of mushroom soup. Yes, that's very true.
So you passed, Pat.
So yeah, I had that. I just went with the, you know, the ground beef and the again, the extra sharp cheddar, the secret ingredient.
Very important.
I love that. This is also new to Parker. Like, oh God, he's talking about cream of mushroom soup and tater tots.
But yeah,
there are other things I could be talking about.
This is true. I would rather hear this than DVO talk.
Yeah, well, we'll get to Derek Van Orden and what all he had to say recently coming up before long. But I suppose we better get back to the Brewers game from yesterday. But let me take you all the way back to May 19th.
Oh,
when Michael Hellman was just a sad little rookie who had been put on waivers by Pittsburgh and picked up by the Texas Rangers. Michael Hellman has found his groove in Arlington, and he has made life miserable this week for the Milwaukee Brewers. On Monday, he hit his first ever grand slam and had 5 RBIs total. And then last night, Hellman hit a 2-run homer and made a leaping backhanded catch over the fence in left center to rob Bryce Durang as the Rangers beat the Brewers again. This time the score was 5-4. And the Cubs also won. So the Brewers' magic number to clinch a playoff spot remains at 2 to clinch the division 11, if I'm not mistaken.
I think
so. We move on from here. We wrap up the series with a day game today. It'll be Freddy Peralta going for his league-leading 17th win if he were to get it today in Game 3 of the series. The pregame will begin at 1 o'clock on several Civic Media stations, and then a day off tomorrow, and it's back home for a weekend series with the St. Louis Cardinals. So it would be nice to have the Brewers get back to their winning ways, especially this afternoon, but certainly in time for a division series against the Cardinals.
Yeah, it'd be really nice if the Brewers could find a way to hit the ball where people aren't.
Oh my gosh, have they had a habit of that?
Yeah,
in some of these games.
I don't know how many people have been watching these games instead of just listening on the radio, and I'm sure it comes across on the radio too, but goodness.
Yeah,
they are finding gloves like nobody else.
It's almost like, you know, the reverse method. Like they're like, here are the outfielders, hit the ball to the target.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if or how they would even track this, but if there were a stat for hardest hit balls that were caught directly by the outfielder,
yeah,
that, you know, had they landed just a few feet either side, would have gone to the fence.
Yeah.
The Brewers got to be way up there on that,
I would think. Even infield hit, infield too, because there was the first baseman for the Rangers last night had like 3 like look what I found catches. Like,
yeah. Yep. It happens. All right. Let's move over to football here, where I just heard this from Mike Clemens and had to confirm it myself. I had to see it to believe it. Christian Watson signing a 1-year deal, an extension for his contract worth $13 million through 2026. He is still recovering from an ACL injury, and then I know he had some other injury before that. So apparently he's supposed to be back later in the season or not. You know, we'll see. The thing is, again, he is clearly a talented receiver, very talented. But, I mean, he and Garrett Mitchell for the Brewers. I mean,
and Garrett Mitchell, man.
I mean, those two just cannot stay healthy for as much talent as they have. And it's just very, look, it's frustrating for the fans. It's got to be massively frustrating for them.
Okay.
Although for them, they still get these $1 million paychecks. So maybe it is a little bit more frustrating for us.
True.
Because nobody's giving us $1 million for our frustration. But the Packers are on a short week. They're a little banged up. This could make things difficult tomorrow. Yes, I said tomorrow. The Packers kick off week 2 of the football season, hosting the Washington Commanders. Coverage will begin tomorrow at 5 p.m. on WRCO in Richland Center, WCQM in Park Falls, WRJN in Racine, WAUH in Wautoma. And, of course, the Wisconsin Badgers are playing at Alabama this Saturday. Coverage begins at 9 o'clock Saturday morning on stations in Richland Center, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Ripon. All right, well, when we come back, we will talk about Derek Van Orden and the way he just casually dismissed one of the latest things we've learned about the Epstein Files case. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend a part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Dan Marcus is here. One of the snacks Dan likes, yeah, called Sen-Sen.
Kind of tart and sour.
The packaging is not great. I understand it's very old, but like you got, it's like a toffee fay or something. Like
it's like eating candy flavored charcoal.
Okay.
I am looking on Google, and these packages that I'm looking at are...
Conrad likes to look at packages, yeah, on Google.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I've got some interesting news for you today on this Wednesday morning as we close in on 6:23. We have our new newsletter editor starting today. That's right. Ellie Bordeaux is the new newsletter editor for Up North News. Born and raised in Oconomowoc and has called Wisconsin home her whole life, and introduces herself in our daily newsletter today. And then, of course, has all the usual great Wisconsin features and news stories, including a note here about Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley announcing that he's running for governor, and he will be joining us at 8:52 this morning. So get to know Ellie by signing up for our newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Up North News is part of Courier Newsroom. Courier has outlets in several states, newsletters, podcasts, and more. One of those newsletters by Melissa Ryan is called Control Alt Right Delete. It's a weekly newsletter devoted to covering the rise of far right extremism, white nationalism, disinformation, and online toxicity. And in this week's edition, Epstein survivors speak out, and they've got the receipts. Donald Trump's continued efforts to kill the public outrage about the Epstein scandal are not working. It is one of the rare issues that the vast majority of Americans can agree on. Don't obstruct those victims who are seeking justice. These women aren't going away, And the price of ignoring them is the ongoing speculation about just what is it that some powerful men are trying so hard to keep covered up. Read all about it in Control, Alt, Right, Delete from Melissa Ryan. Head over to couriernewsroom.com to learn more. You want an example of that denial? Give a listen to what Congressman Derek Van Orden said. This is a clip from Fox News that somebody grabbed off of Twitter and put the clip up. And he was asked about the newly released birthday card that was made for Jeffrey Epstein many years ago, including a note, a signed note by Donald Trump with essentially a crude drawing of a woman on it. And Derek Van Orden, who is apparently a handwriting expert, had this to say about it.
Well, clearly the birthday note from President Trump is a fallacy. It's just not true. And that's a leftist talking point. It's horrible.
It's a fallacy, and it's a leftist talking point. It's evidence is what that is. He's babbling, and you could see it in the clip. He's babbling. He's struggling. Everybody else who's working so hard to defend Donald Trump is doing this. And I mean, to call this thing a fake, keep in mind, this particular birthday card, this note, has been seen for years and years and years, long before Donald Trump got into politics. It was out there. So for you to believe it was fake would be a grand conspiracy to go back 20 years and say, let's create this fake note because 20 years later, this guy's going to get elected president. And then we're going to nail him with this. I mean, I don't like using the S word, but this isn't ridiculous. It's stupid. It's stupid to believe and to defend that. Don't knee-jerk defend something like this. You should be asking questions, and you should be saying those questions deserve answers. But Derek Van Orden, like so many other people, Derek is convinced that Donald Trump has control over all just the right people. Why? Well, why wouldn't he believe that? Look how long Trump has lasted, even after being convicted on 34 felonies. The way somebody put it in Twitter world here, when you're in a cult, nothing matters more than protecting the leader. Why? Because your entire sense of self-worth and your entire worldview are predicated on the leader's success. If he goes down, you have nothing left, and that's what makes them so dangerous. Oh, but wait, there's more. Derek Van Orden loves his scrolling and trolling on social media. So it was very interesting that he commented on a post, but not some recent post. Somehow or another, he'd gone back 2 years at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin site and found a post from July 28th of 2023 with a photo of Derek Van Orden on the U.S. Capitol grounds on January 6th, 2021. The post from July of 2023 is in the wake of Derek Van Orden harassing those teenage pages at the U.S. Capitol. Remember, late at night as they were in the Capitol Rotunda, and the State Democratic Party post put up the photo of Derek Van Orden from January 6th saying, let's not let anyone forget that Derek Van Orden crossed police lines taking selfies as a violent mob attacked the U.S. Capitol. All right, so again, that post was from July of 2023. But on Monday evening at 8:50 p.m., Derek Van Orden put a comment under that, and the comment read, hell yes. Thank you for pointing out that I stand for voter integrity and respect our institutions. To which the Democratic Party of Wisconsin quickly responded to his post with this, saying, did you really spend your Monday night scrolling back through over 2 years of Facebook posts to brag about a violent attack on law enforcement and an attempt to overturn the 2020 election? Because that's exactly what it looks like, that this is somebody who will constantly search for himself on social media, the kind of guy who Googles himself and will go to every platform to see who's writing what about him and then respond to it. And he does that. He's in the comment sections everywhere, taking people down a notch for daring to criticize their member of Congress, who we expect to be better behaved. But when it starts by being on the Capitol grounds as a treasonous mob is around you, well, how could we set our sights much lower? Hey, where else can you find Guns N' Roses and Chuck Berry? Well, that'd be today's history lesson. That's coming up live from the lake after the Midwest Farm Report here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, this weather may be ideal for you and I and our afternoon strolls, but I'll tell you what, there are some Wisconsin crops in jeopardy. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Details about one of those crops next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Amy Aragoni, who is the manager of Bailey's Run Vineyard in New Glarus, is struggling with this beautiful weather. She says their early Edelweiss has already been picked, but later grapes are struggling in September because of the lack of heat.
Yeah, we're not happy about it at all. We have five varieties that we grow. We have one variety, Edelweiss, that ripens usually in August, really early every year. The other four, we still need September heat to ripen that fruit. So we are in the phase right now where we're taking sugar readings pretty often, and my sugars are just sitting. They're not moving up at all because I just don't have the heat right now.
Amy Aragoni, she is the manager of Bailey's Run Vineyard in New Glarus, and she's struggling with this cool September weather. She says she oversees 6 acres and 3,000 vines. She says the longer the fruit have to remain on those vines, the more damage from things like birds, bees, and disease they could risk. Other crops around Wisconsin doing a little bit better. Those updates next.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
The drier weather has allowed Wisconsin farmers to move forward with the corn silage harvest. As of Sunday, about 10% of that crop already harvested. 82% of our corn is called good to excellent. Soybeans have declined a little bit this week, about 81% called good to excellent. But this cooler weather is ideal for our Wisconsin potato crop. Right now, about 40% of our potatoes have already been dug. 89% of that crop called good to excellent. Want more farm news? Pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com and you'll find it there. There's your food news update. I'm PM Yonke.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an outside chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. On your Thursday, increasing sunshine with highs again in the mid-70s. It's 58 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, women don't need to vote as long as they have a husband, apparently. Andrew Watkins breaks down the church that says this and the politicians who are influenced by it. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Get ready, play your air drums. Yeah, we know that one. That Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit, released as a single this day in 1991. And I think I did this to poor Greg last year as well, because everybody loves the way those drums come in so much. Do you mind stopping and starting that one again?
Really?
Can you do it? Yeah, can you do that?
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know people love the air drums on this.
I do, yeah. All right, everybody.
One, here we go.
Two, three.
I firmly believe that people would wake up better if they did that first thing in the morning, if that's what your alarm was.
I would have woken up on time, yeah.
You would have, absolutely. So that from Nirvana was released as a single this day in 1991, kicking off today's history lesson. We have an anniversary to celebrate out of Green Bay. Fox 11, WLUK, began broadcasting this day in 1954. So happy 71st birthday to the folks at Fox 11. At least I think they're still called Fox 11. I haven't been
over
at my
new house
for a while. So.
May or may not have a friend that works there. Yeah. I don't remember.
Okay. We have a few iconic song intros here, not just Nirvana. It's always a tough one to go whether with that one or Guns N' Roses, but they're on the calendar because they opened up as the opening act for Aerosmith this week in 1988, and they hit number one with this. I didn't want to step on anybody doing air guitar. Today is just basically, it's an air band day.
It's a very fun history lesson.
Yeah. Guitar Hero. Did you play that much?
No, I never did.
It was all the rage?
No.
I didn't. I knew I wouldn't be able to, but I always enjoyed watching other people trying to learn it.
Yes.
Emphasis on trying.
Emphasis on trying, yes. So we had at Whitewater, our radio station did a music festival. And one of the things that we did was we had air guitar, like, between bands.
Oh, sure.
And, or not air guitar, Guitar Hero. And people went crazy on that thing. There are people who know how to play.
Oh, no doubt. I will say we did try it once. We were at a house party or something, and somebody had it. And so everybody had to give it a try. So, you know, nothing like making a fool of yourself in front of all of your friends. But
there you go.
We all took a turn, so it's okay. This week in 1991, the Senate Judiciary Committee began hearings on Clarence Thomas's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. Bad judgment, 34 years ago this week. Let's see. On this day in 1955, a Chuck Berry reached number five on the charts with his very first hit.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do.
So why did Maybelline reach its peak at number five on the charts? Well, let's see. Who had the four spots ahead of him? Pat Boone, again. Mitch Miller, the McGuire sisters, and Tennessee Ernie Ford, who, again, I remind people, played at my high school prom.
What?
I've told you that story. Tennessee Ernie Ford and Florence Henderson were the entertainment at our high school prom.
That's crazy. You had someone notable at your prom. Wow.
They weren't really at our prom. Our prom was at the old Carlton Celebrity Dinner Theater, and we were in one of the other rooms. But you had to come into the dinner theater to get your dinner, and sit there and eat your dinner, watching Florence Henderson and Tennessee Ernie Ford sing old songs. And then you go back down the hall, and we had some kind of a punk band or something for our actual prom.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
It makes much more sense now. Yes. Happy birthday to Jose Feliciano. You know him for the Christmas classic Feliz Navidad, but he had plenty of other hits in his years. He turns 80 years old today. This is just another great intro.
I don't think I've ever heard this. This is really good.
I suppose you might have only heard the Doors singing Light My Fire, but give a listen as he picks this up.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
Just a really nice hit from Jose Feliciano, who turns 80 years old today. Aerosmith's lead guitarist, Joe Perry, today is his 75th birthday. I wonder if he can still play, you know, the way that he has all these years. Because, you know, like I said, I was watching the band Chicago. Now, they were all playing their horns and keyboards as well as they ever did. So I haven't heard Joe Perry lately, so I can say that with any certainty. Actor Colin Firth is 65 years old today. All right, let's get to 1966. I got the number one album and the number one single from this day 59 years ago. The number one album was Revolver from the Beatles. Another iconic intro. I mean, if you're going to highlight Revolver, where do you go? You got Eleanor Rigby. You've got Taxman. You've got Here, There, and Everywhere. You've got Good Day Sunshine. You've got to Get You Into My Life. It's just definitely my favorite Beatles album.
Yeah, there's a lot of good
although
ones.
That's saying something, because there were a lot of good ones on either side of that as well.
Awesome.
But Revolver was the number one album this week in 1966. The number one single was by the Supremes, where it would stay number one on the singles chart for 2 weeks. Another big intro.
I need love to ease my mind. I need to find.
I mean, we could have condensed this entire segment into like 90 seconds just by playing those intros.
Pretty
all
much.
Back to back.
Yeah. What I'm hearing, Pat, is that to make this show really like award winning material that went sweeps everything, is we just need a better intro. We need an iconic intro.
We need an iconic intro?
Yeah, okay. I think so. That's what I'm hearing from this.
We'll get to work on that. I actually might have one. I've been saving this for a while. There is a band based out of Eau Claire called the Jaggernauts.
Yeah.
I knew of them, but not much. And I thought the band had broken up. It turns out that years and years ago, on one of their albums is a song, and the title of the song is simply Kreitlow.
Yeah.
And it's got a great intro. The lyrics are a little dark, as are many things from the band. And I've never really found out why they gave it that name. Were they knocking me for some reason? Because I think I was still doing TV at the time, or what? One of these days, I'm going to ask for their permission to use that for the show intro.
I was going to say, do we have form of contact for them? Because I would love to get that on.
Like I said,
it would be awesome to bring them on the show.
They just got back together, and I think they're going to be playing in Madison this week.
Really?
Yeah, they played in Eau Claire last Friday at the Mousetrap. So they do still get back together. So let's, if they come down to Madison, somebody ask them. if the song would work or not. Hey, Melissa Kay is here from WFHR, WIRI in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids, looking wonderful in a colorful shirt and a nice little, what kind of cap do we call those?
Page boy? I don't know. Yeah,
page boy, engineer's cap, whatever. Very nice. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm here. I'm here. Yes. Hello.
Well,
Jesus.
Okay.
Nice. See, you sound like Parker, who woke up really late today and got in just under the wire. So we totally understand. How are things in Rapids this week?
They're good.
Okay. I know we've got some new faces at Civic Media. I'm sure you're busy getting to know them, train them, things like that.
Yes, we have a new reporter in our Wausau station, which is right next door to us, Isabella Nieto.
Okay. It'll be good to welcome her. And I know there's at least one other new reporter.
Yes, Connie in Green Bay. I don't know her last name yet.
Yes. Gotcha. So, yeah, it'll keep somebody busy. That's for sure. All right. Back to the history lesson here. On this day in 1953, Swanson sold its first TV dinner, a turkey meal with cornbread, dressing, peas, and sweet potatoes. Now, there are a lot of frozen dinners out there nowadays. I mean, there's no shortage of things. But the original TV dinner in the foil packaging, that had to have come and gone by the time. I mean, have either one of you had like an old school TV dinner?
Yes.
Oh. You have.
It was like a special treat.
Oh, yes.
We only got them like once in a really great while, because they were far more expensive than
they were,
you know, making in your own food.
Wait, they were good?
They used to be.
They were. Yeah. I can't vouch for them nowadays, but you know, you would, as a kid, you'd only get turkey on Thanksgiving. And so to get this sliced turkey in gravy. Or, of course, there was the Salisbury steak, which I'm
sure. Salisbury steak was my favorite.
I'm still not sure what makes it Salisbury. I've never looked into what exactly is it that makes.
That's where they made it. Meat.
Yeah, I guess. anyway, so the TV dinners were kind of a big deal for the baby boomers, as they were all watching their TV and wanted to eat in front of the TV. So, again, that dates back to 1953.
Yeah. That was much less food then.
Yes. Alex Trebek hosted the first episode of Jeopardy as a syndicated game show on this day in 1984. Wow. And I knew Alex Trebek at that point had been a game show host on multiple different game shows. But within years, there were basically only two game shows left, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. And he had one of them there. And let's see, we've got another TV debut. This one, a show that debuted on NBC this day in 1990, 35 years ago today.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
There you go. Apparently he was just playing some basketball in West Philadelphia, born and raised. Were you, either one of you, viewers of the Fresh Prince back in the day?
I got to see it a little bit, but we weren't really allowed to watch TV. So
yes, I know that really has gotten in the way of, you know, us bouncing cultural references off of each other.
And I know.
That was Parker, just pre-me a little. Yeah.
Yeah. The show predates you, so I don't know if you've ever seen reruns of it or anything like that.
No, I watched a bit of Will Smith. Full House, but not Fresh Prince. Okay. No.
Gotcha. Okay. So did either one of you see like the more dramatic, darker version that came out? What was it, a year or two ago on Netflix? Was it?
Oh no!
Oh, I heard it. No, I didn't see it though.
Yeah, kind of like. Quite dark and dramatic. Kind of like what Riverdale did to the Archie comics. But anyway, let's check in with everybody's favorite pigeon. How's Lilu doing this week?
Well, you know, we had a disrupted night, hence the hat. But not their fault. I'm still fighting with a bed that I cut in half with a bread knife. So.
Oh.
I didn't tell you that story.
No. And you got all the 20 seconds. What can you tell us?
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes when you have a foam mattress that's just too squishy, you have to make it a little squishy. So you cut in half with a bread knife.
That's a DIY hack I did not know about. And
okay.
We will definitely explore that another time. Melissa Kay, you can catch her on WFHR out of Wisconsin Rapids. Listen through the Civic Media app. Melissa, thank you so much. Good to see you.
You too.
All right. Have a great day. Let's pause here. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk about transparency for taxpayers on voucher schools. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
We'll be right back.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Pop
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco fire products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. It is Wednesday morning, hump day Wednesday, 58 degrees, a little bit of a light rain falling here in downtown Wausau, live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Hopefully your day is off to a terrific start. Again, we join you each and every weekday at 6:52, 7:22, 7:52, and 8:22 as part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
And of course, Pat will be back in just a few minutes. Along with me, across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And later in the show, as we do every weekday, we finish things off with the number for the day quiz, and we will give you an opportunity, and you better get it right, because you have one less opportunity this week. Tomorrow morning, you will not be with us, because after we get done today, and I can tell by the way you are dressed, and if you look at...
Sure, just for the occasion.
If you join us on YouTube, you can also join us on YouTube.com for our local segments. You can see Ian in his very bright and exotic and shirt. And why are you wearing this shirt? I know why, but why, for the folks out there, why are you wearing this shirt?
Well, as soon as this show is over, my dad and I are going to be heading down to... Chicago to go see the Doobie Brothers in the concert, and the opening act is the Coral Reefer Band, and from Jimmy Buffett. It's only been a while since he passed away, and he'll be greatly missed. But it's going to be a great concert, and we're going to be staying overnight, and I'm not going to be gone the whole weekend. I'll be back for Friday's show, I'll be here tomorrow. So it's another one of those only four-day weeks to cover the number of the day. And I got some work to do because I am one out of two.
And the thing about it, there's no problem at all. Everybody should take a step back from time to time. Take an opportunity to live life to the fullest. And
should be some... A great music, too.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, the Doobie Brothers, and I know I saw them actually on CBS Sunday Morning, must have been a month or two ago. There was an interview because the Doobie Brothers, of course, had incredible success back in the 1970s and early 1980s, and they had basically a little bit of a different sound for each, because you had a band that was led by Tom Johnston as the lead vocalist early on, and then Michael McDonald came on and really took them to a superstar status, and they've all come back together. So basically the best of every era of the Doobie Brothers in one big concert tour, and they were on a late show with Stephen Colbert recently. And they were just, I mean, you think, well, I mean, they've been around for more than 50 years. That must be slowing down a bit. That group sounded as energetic, as sharp, as if they had just started yesterday. I mean, that's one of the things where if you take care of yourself and you are still keeping your instrument, whether it's your voice or your skills, at the top level, you can continue to do it for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. It's not guaranteed. I've seen other legacy acts have gone out on the road and the reviews have not been as good, where it's where they just are almost cheating their fans, but I don't think that's the case at all with the Doobies, is from what everything that I've seen. So between the Doobie Brothers and then the legacy of Jimmy Buffett, it sounds like you have yourself a full night. Where is the venue? What's the name of the venue? Do you recall by any chance? I'm just curious.
I actually don't know the name of the venue.
Well, I mean, you don't need to. You're not driving, are you?
No, my dad's the one that has all the directions.
Yep. So, I mean, again, that's wonderful. That's one of the things about concert tours, because these bands go off on tours, and it's throughout the whole week. I mean, sometimes you hope that maybe they'll land on a weekend close to where you are, but often it'll be in the middle of the week, and then you have to make a decision. Well, doggone it, you know, you may not get another opportunity like this, so I think it's a wonderful thing.
The weather is going to be very nice in Chicago today and tomorrow. This is in the mid 70s and partly cloudy.
Yep, and
it should be good weather for a concert.
And that's basically the weather for today here. I mean, we've been getting a little bit of light rain as I was driving into work this morning, but this rain is going to end here this morning. It's supposed to basically stop really in the next hour or so. And then after that, mostly cloudy. Again, very moderate temperatures around 71 degrees. And as we get later and later in the week and then into the weekend, we're going to actually get above normal temperatures for this time of year. We are heading towards the middle part of September, and we'll be in the upper 70s by the end of the week. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all around 80 degrees and all basically with pretty dry conditions. We see a couple of slight chances of rain in the evenings on Friday and Monday. But other than that, a lot of sunshine, a lot of warm temperatures. So if you have those summer-like activities that you really love, that you want to make sure that you take advantage of in the last number of minutes of this summer. And I shouldn't say minutes, but they'll be, it's not going to last forever. So if you are somebody that likes the outdoor activities this time of year, take advantage, because it looks as though the rest of this weekend into the weekend should be outstanding.
Oh, yes.
Coming up, it's the top of the hour. We will have our information update, news, weather, sports, get you up to speed on what's going on throughout the state and the world. And then Pat Kreitlow will be back with another segment at 7:06. And we'll be back with you at 7:22. Mm-hmm. Talk about the surprising news this week. I never thought we'd see Doug Dinney appointing Katie Rosenberg to anything. But apparently that's happening. So we'll talk about that
this I want to
at
hear.
7:22. It's the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Poland says it got help from NATO allies taking out Russian drones that entered its airspace during attacks on Ukraine. Correspondent Remy Innocencio.
Prime Minister Donald Tusk says the military clocked 19 drones that it says violated Polish airspace, and that three or perhaps four drones were shot down.
President Trump's weighed in on yesterday's Israeli strike on Hamas leadership in Qatar. CBS's MTS Tayyab from Doha.
President Trump said he's not happy about it, saying it neither advances Israel nor America's goals.
A federal judge has ruled Fed Reserve Board member Lisa Cook can keep her job for now, despite President Trump's attempts to fire her over allegations of mortgage fraud. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Last night, a judge ruled Trump did not have sufficient cause to fire Cook because Fed governors can only be fired for actions during their tenure. Cook signed the documents in question a year before she joined the Fed. The Trump administration is expected to appeal the ruling.
CBS News Brief. I'm